Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is somebody very special, somebody I hope you get to know a whole lot better between now and September 22nd. We're going to tell you all about why. Meet John Henry with the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show.
Ted, good morning.
It is a good morning. I love to say that any day that ends in Y is a good morning, but today we're ending the day in fly.
Well, we can do that.
Yes, we can.
You know, some of the best days are end in fly.
Absolutely.
They end that way. I understand. Pikes Peak Regional Air Show at the Colorado Springs Airport is going to give us a huge chance to have a lot of fly.
Yes, a lot of fly indeed. Yes, we've really enjoyed this partnership, John Henry. This is the second air show that we've been able to bring KRDO and the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show together, and it is just getting more fun.
It absolutely is. And this air show, I think, Ted, is going to be really a phenomenal opportunity to come and see some things that they really haven't seen before in air shows. We have some returning acts. The Tuskegee Airmen Rise Above exhibit is back with their gorgeous red-tailed P-51 Mustang. As a matter of fact, we have three P-51s in this particular air show. And, of course, the P-51 is everybody's favorite. Everybody loves P-51s, and I do, too. I mean, it was kind of the quintessential capstone of American single-engine fighter aircraft, and my goodness, was it a powerful aircraft. It got the job done. But of course, we should back up, probably get to the forest instead of the trees right now. The air show is September 21 and 22 at the Colorado Springs Airport, and it's in a special site at the airport that is part of Fort Carson in a cooperative arrangement with us. We use that site for the air show. The Army Post will have a significant exhibit for people there. They'll have a Black Hawk and Apache, a number of wheeled vehicles. There'll be demonstrations and a wonderful presence out of our neighbors at the Army Post at Fort Carson. But September 21 and 22 at the Colorado Springs Airport. Let's touch on website. That's pprairshow.org. We're a nonprofit. pprairshow.org. And that's where you can purchase tickets in advance, which we do urge people to do. You can save a few bucks compared to buying them at the gate. In addition to that, you can take a look to see the aircraft that are going to be there as a complete listing and all of those pieces. A lot of great information on our website.
There is another advantage to buying tickets early as well. If you come with your tickets, even if it's just the barcode and your cell phone, you're going to go into the short line, the one that moves really fast.
Right.
The other line is long. It moves slowly because people are buying their tickets there. That is not to throw rocks. As long as they're there, they're there to have a good time, and everybody is welcome. But get it early and get it a little cheaper.
That's right. And it speeds your process just a bit through the gate, which never hurts as far as I'm concerned. As a guy who can get impatient with lines, it never hurts.
And you don't want to miss a single thing at the air show. This only happens every 2 years because it is that special an event.
That's exactly right. It air shows take a massive amount of planning and programming and development in order to get them in the air. And I'm proud to say that this is the third iteration that we've done, third air show we've done. And this one promises to be truly, truly a wonderful event. We're calling it Jets and Warbirds. Jets and Warbirds. Because we know from research that's what drives people's interest in coming to air shows. They really like the jets. They really like the warbirds, kind of in that order. So once we realize that, we put a real focus together, and you're going to see significant examples of each. It will be wonderful, wonderful fun. The headliner for the air show is the F-22 Raptor Demonstration Team. F-22, that is acknowledged by many people in the aircraft field as probably the most capable current fighter deployed in the world today by the United States Air Force. It's a wonderful piece of equipment, exceptionally mobile. And the F-22 Raptor demonstration team from the U.S. Air Force is a significant crowd pleaser. That aircraft does just remarkable things for people to see. So that's our headliner of our jet. We've got a number of other very rare jets that people haven't seen that often before. A little British Provost jet Was a trainer, a wonderful little jet aircraft, quite remarkable. Saw a lot of service in the post-war through a Korea Cold War kind of a period. And then we have an A-37 Dragonfly. people haven't seen that very often. That is a Vietnam-era jet designed for close-in tactical support. It could seat two people side by side, a pilot and a weapons system person. It's just really a neat aircraft. Plus others, warbirds of all stripes and varieties. Again, I think I touched on three P-51s. We've got three Sky Raiders. I want to touch on the Sky Raider for just a second. That was a truly remarkable aircraft. Right at the end of World War II, it was introduced. It proved to be such a strong weapons platform, a Douglas Sky Raider, that it was continued and saw service all the way through into Vietnam. We have one of the there are four in the world, and we have three at this air show. The fourth is at the Smithsonian. one of the three is they were able to put in that aircraft as Saigon was falling. They were able to fill that aircraft with as many people as they could and get them out of the country for their own protection. These would be people who worked with us during the Vietnam conflict, who were interpreters and analysts and those kinds of things. And they just got it. Get us out of here. The nation is falling, and we know what's going to happen to us because we worked with the Americans. And so they loaded that aircraft with as many people as they could and did the jump over to safety out of the country. Wonderful, wonderful story. So there'll be a three-bird flight, three Sky Raiders, that we think is kind of touching. A little special focus on Vietnam this year with the Dragonfly, the A-37, and some of that. In addition to that, of course, a wide variety of warbirds. I'm just going to do a quick run through the list and give people a sense of it. We're going to have the F-15 Eagle will be there. We'll have an L-39 Albatross. That's a beautiful, beautiful European jet. Beechcraft Model 18, T-34 Trainer. I touched on the Dragonfly. We'll have an Albatross, but this is the Grumman Boat Albatross. Different Albatross than the first one I mentioned, and a truly remarkable aircraft. C-21, beautiful jet. We have a Hercules C-130, T-6 Texans. We'll have those. The Stinson L-5 Sentinel from the conflict, kitted out as it was during the war. With Apache helicopter and Black Hawk helicopter, touched on those. The British Provost jet. And then we'll also have in the air at this air show. And this is something. Those were display aircraft. In the air at the air show, we'll have the F-22 Raptor, the Red Tail Tuskegee P-51, plus the other P-51s, Douglas SBD. That's that dive bomber that made all the difference in the Battle of Midway. That's the dive bomber that sunk so many Japanese warships in the Battle of Midway. We have the most beautiful example I have ever seen of that aircraft, completely restored. Texas Raiders B-17 will be there. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. A wonderful, wonderful performing act. Kyle Franklin grew up as an air show kid. Air show was his life, his family's life. He's continued that work, and he does a remarkable aerobatic show and a specially built aircraft that he calls Dracula. Really, really a wonderful thing. F-7F Tiger Cats. We have two, an amazing aircraft. I touched on the Sky Raiders, B-25 Mitchell, the three P-51s, the F-3F Flying Barrel. That's an aircraft that we were in right at the beginning of World War II. Twin Otter. We'll have the F-3A Corsair, only one in the world. TBM Avengers. We're going to have several. PBY Catalina will be there, plus the Wildcat, the FM-2. That kind of gives you the list, Ted.
That is a full list. And if you have not experienced an air show before, this is the perfect opportunity to do it, because you don't just hear the jets. You're going to be close enough where you feel them.
Yeah.
When a P-51 comes rumbling by at high RPMs, your chest thumps, and there's nothing like that experience in the world.
You can't.
You'll be
it.
Surrounded by other excited people. This is a kid-friendly event. There'll be a kids zone and all kinds of activities for the family on both days.
That's exactly right. Saturday, Sunday, the 21st, 22nd of September, and the show will start. I touched on that B-17 with this B-17 bomber and the Wings of Blue Aero team, as many as we can fit in it, they're going to parachute out of that aircraft.
And they will float the flag down to the ground, and we'll do the national anthem and kick off the whole event. It's going to be a beautiful 2 days, September 21 and 22.
PPRairshow.com. airshow.org.
Get your tickets now. They're a little cheaper, and you'll get in the short line to get in.
Yes.
You don't want to miss a thing.
See you there, Ted.
I'm excited. I'll see you there, John. John Henry, Pikes Peak Regional Air Show, thank you for spending some time here on Business Connection with us today. That's it for this edition of The Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.